జయం విశ్వపాల పరమహంస పరిభ్రాజకాచార్య అష్టోత్తరచల శ్రీ శ్రీమాన్ అభయచరణారవింద భక్తి వేదాంత గురుస్వామి మహారాజ్ శీల ప్రభుపాదికి జయం. నిత్యలీలా ప్రవిష్ట విష్ణుపాల పరమహంస పరిభ్రాజకాచార్య అష్టోత్తరచల శ్రీ శ్రీమాన్ భక్తి సిద్ధానంద సరస్వతి మహారాజ్ శీల ప్రభుపాదికి అనంతపూడి వైష్ణవ బృందకి నామాచార్య శీల హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్కి ప్రేమ్ సహో శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్త బృందకి శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధా కృష్ణ గోప గోపినాథ శ్యామగుండ రాధాగుండగిరి గోవర్ధానికి బృందావన ధామ్కి మాయపూర్ ధామ్కి మధురపురి ధామ్కి జగన్నాథ్పురి ధామ్కి ద్వారకాపురి ధామ్కి గంగమాయికి యమునమాయికి తులసీదేవికి భక్తిదేవికి సామవేద భక్త బృందకి గౌరు ప్రేమనంది ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్ల్ డివోటీస్ All glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhudale Shri Madhaya Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Dinamini. Namaste Saraswari Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavani Paschatya Deshatarini. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం పార్థాయ ప్రతిబోధితాం భగవదాం నారాయణేన స్వయం వ్యాసేన కృతిదాం పురాణ మునినాం మధ్యే మహాభారతం అద్వైతామృతవర్షిణీ భగవదీ అష్టాదశాధ్యాయినీ అంబ త్వామనుసంధదామి భగవద్గీతే భవద్వేషిణీ నమోస్తు వ్యాస విశాల బుద్ధే ఫుల్లారవిందాయత పత్రనేత్ర యేన త్వయా భారత తైలపూర్ణ ప్రజ్వాలితో జ్ఞానమయ ప్రదీప ప్రపన్న పారిజాతాయ తోత్రవేత్రైకబాణయే జ్ఞానముద్రాయ కృష్ణాయ గీతామృతదుహే నమః. సర్వోపనిషదో గావో దుగ్ధా గోపాలనందన పార్థో వల్స సుదీర్భోక్తా దుగ్ధం గీతామృతం మహత్. వసుదేవసుదం దేవం కంసచ్చానూరమర్దనం దేవగీ పరమానందం కృష్ణం వందే జగద్గురుం. భీష్మద్రోణతటా జయద్రథజలాగాంధార నీలోల్పల శల్యగ్రాహవదీ కృపేణ వహనీ కర్ణేన వేలాకుల అశ్వత్థామా వికర్ణ ఘోరమకరా దుర్యోధనావర్తిని సోతీర్ణ ఖలు పాండవైరణ నదీ కైవర్తక కేశవ పారాశర్యవజ సరోజమమలం గీతార్థ గంధోల్కటం నానాఖ్యానక కేసరం హరికథా సంబోధనాబోధితం లోకై సజ్జన శల్పదైరహరః పేవీయమానం ముదా భూయాద్ భారత పంకజ కలిమల ప్రధ్వంసిన శ్రేయసే. మూకం కరోతి వాచాలం పంగం లంఘయదే గిరిం యల్కృపాతమహం వందే పరమానందమాధవం. యం బ్రహ్మా వరుణేంద్ర రుద్రమరుదస్త్వన్వంది దివ్యై సవై వేదై సాంగపదై క్రమౌపనిషదేర్ గాయందియం సామగాః. ధ్యానావస్థిత తద్గదేన మనసా పశ్యందియం యోగినో యస్యాందం న విదుసురాసురగణై దేవాయ తస్మై నమః. సర్వత్ర గోవింద నామ సంకీర్తనం గోవింద గోవింద. సో Krishna is saying to Arjuna that the in the Kshetram and Kshetrajna, Krishna has discussed the several stages in spiritual development, and he said that the samam pashyanti sarvatra samam sarveshu bhuteshu tishtandam parameshwaram vinashyantu avinashyantam Yavashari Sabashari. Two verses he spoke about this Samam, how to see Samam. Samam means Krishna actually. To see Krishna in everyone. Andaryami, present in everybody. And he said, Samam Pashyanhi Sarvatra, Sama Vastidam Ishwaram, Nahinasi Atmanam Atmanam Atado Yadi Parangadim. With those two verses, he mentioned that. So we saw yesterday that the vision or this realization of Samam is not applicable to Upadhi. It is only in case of Andaryami. Andaryami is the one that makes Samam. Samatvam comes from Andaryami. Samam means Andaryami. Basically, Samam means Chaitanyam. Samam means Krishna, Andaryami inside. On that level, everything is Samam. Upadhi level, it is always different. Because Upadhi is based on the vasanas and other karmam, and all that has its effect on the Upadhi. So, that is why we saw yesterday that in Upadhi level, everybody is different. Paramahamsa is different, Vivekananda is different, Ramana Maharshi is different, and Krishna is different, Ramachandra is different, Buddha is different, Jesus is different. They are all different in the Upadhi level. Only in the Upadhi level. But as far as their realization is concerned, they are all same. That they are pure bodham, consciousness, chaitanyam, in other words. So, but in Upadhi, whatever they do, through Upadhis, whatever the Upadhis do, it does not bind them. And why it does not bind them? In Upadhi, Krishna has done different things. Ramachandra has done different things. And similarly, other Mahatmas also have done different things. But Upadhi level, whatever they are doing that, it is not affecting them. And the answer for that is the next verse. Prakrityaivacha karmani mriyamanani sarvasha ya pashyati tad atmanam akartaram sa pashyati. That is the reason behind that. Why things that happen through the Upadhi does not have any impact on the self, on the Andaryami inside. What's Krishna saying? That prakrityaivacha karmani mriyamanani sarvasha ya pashyati tadalpanam akartaram sa pashyati. One who is seeing karta, one who is seeing the karta, he is who is seeing that? For example, you say Krishna is saying akartaram sa pashyati. One who is seeing the karta, he is the one who is really seeing, Krishna says. One who is seeing the karta, he is the one who is really seeing. So that, who is that karta? In other words, his actual swarupam, which is Andaryami, the self inside, he is not doing anything. Andaryami is not doing anything. There is no kartrutvam also there. He is not doing anything. Not only that, there is no kartrutvam there. One who knows this is the one who is seeing properly. Akartaram sa pashyati. Ya pashyati tadhalpanam akartaram sa pashyati. Andaryami inside does not do anything. Andaryami is not involved in what the jiva is doing. So, because it is like that, Prakriti is doing everything. Prakriti evacha karmani, mriyamanani sarvasha. So, one who knows this, that Andaryami is not doing anything, akartaram, he is akartaram, ya pashyati tadhalpanam, he has nothing to do with everything what is done by the Upadhi. Upadhi is doing everything, the jiva and the Upadhi together. That's who are conducting all the karmam. Karmam has nothing to do with the Andaryami inside. So this principle what we spoke yesterday, that to get to grip with that, it is not easy. Because when we come to this world, we come with vasanas. We are ready to jump into action. Action is a nature in us. to be active, to do things, and to understand that action is not our nature is going to take a lot of time. Because the inside, our strong conditioned nature, the vasana inside, is pushing us into action. Action is not our nature. Our nature is satya chitta anandam. That is our actual nature, not karma. This misunderstanding has come to the world, therefore we have problems. And therefore we are unable to come out of that concept. That karma is required, karma is everything. We have so much faith in the karma that we become trapped in that. And it is very difficult to pull one out of it. And therefore, because Krishna knows this problem very well, he began Bhagavad Gita with Karma Yoga. The cure for karma is Karma Yoga. Karma is a disease, and the medicine for that is Karma Yoga. So that is why Krishna is saying that. People don't understand these things. They take it that karma is important, karma is not in the Antaryami. Antaryami is our real nature. Antaryami has no karma. That's what Krishna is saying here. Ya pashyati tadalpanam akartaram sapashyati. Who sees this, that there is no karma, there is no doer. Karta means doer. And there is no bhokta, enjoyer. Karta, bhokta, karma, all these things don't exist in the self, in the real self. But we have to come to grip with that. So Krishna is saying here that without any kartrutvam there, any kartrutvam means I am the doership, without that, one who is seeing things, he is the one who is seeing, right? Then what about all the karma what is done in this world? It's done by the prakriti. Prakriti is doing the karma. Krishna has said that before also. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasha. Keep saying this, but it's not going in. Krishna is repeating this again and again. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasha. Prakriti means three modes of nature. Sattugunam, rajogunam, tamogunam. That is what is causing the karma. Otherwise, karma is not our nature. We have misunderstood everything. And even sannyasis are propagating this, that the karma is important. Somehow or the other, they are fixed up on that. Because this misunderstanding that karma is a nature of the self. No, self has nothing to do with the karma. So, Prakriti is doing all that. So for a realized soul or for a jnani, not that he is thinking that his body alone, Prakriti is controlling that. What he is saying is that, what jnani's realization is that his body is a part of Prakriti. What Krishna spoke in the 7th chapter. Everything that has come from the Prakriti must go to Prakriti. What has come from the Prakriti. And that's what is doing the karma. So Upanishads are saying that that is the darshanam of a jnani. A jnani sees like that. a jnani who is situated in that state, Agni, they say, in Upanishad it is spoken in another way. Agni is the murdhava or the top, and the sun and the moon are the two eyes. His words are Vedam, and the directions are Shrotram, the ears. The heart is the Hridayam, and Bhumi is the Nadi, abdomen, has become like that. So, in other words, in that sense, everything is Him. This whole creation is Him. In another aspect, if you say like that, nothing is Him. In the sense that through every body, every body who is eating everything, it's Him. And through every body, one who is sleeping, it's Him. And through every body, one who is gratifying all the sense objects, that's Him. And and in everyone, one who is present in the state of consciousness as present in everyone, that's Him. So it's a difficult thing to understand, because Krishna's point is that only Chaitanyam exists. Prakriti is not given importance. So, when we say creation, that Viral Swarupam, Krishna says, that's me, because Ahameva Vishwatanu. It's me alone in the form of this creation. That is the concept. Creation is not separate. It is Krishna's another form, this creation is. Right? One who is seeing that, Jnani for seeing that as a body, in the eyes of the Jnani, this is important. In the eyes of the Jnani, or the realized soul, his body and others' body are all same to him. And so, his own body and others' body, what he is saying is that Pashyati, he does not have any connection with his own body. He does not have any connection with his own body in the sense that he is always conscious that he has Antaryami inside, which is his spiritual original nature, spiritual identity, is the same thing what is present in others also as their identity. His own identity, what he is realizing, that he is that spiritual nature inside, Antaryami, that's the same thing what is present in others also. So, and this realization that he is present as the Antaryami inside, and that's the same Antaryami who is present in everyone, one who has that realization and properly situated in that state are always in that state. They do not come down from that. And this is what Krishna has shown to us in his different activities in this world. That means in the yoga state, that's a yoga state. That means whatever happens in this world, because this identification is not with the body, identification is completely with the Chaitanyam inside, Prajna, Bodham. And that is Yogatalam, the state of yoga. And in that state of yoga, whatever they do, it will have its effect on everybody. And this example is what Mahabharatam, when that incident happened, when Durvasava Maharshi came for Bhiksha in Draupadi's home, and Draupadi had already had her meal, and there was nothing left in the Akshayavatram. So, Durvasav have come with 10,000 disciples, and Yudhishthira Maharaj and Draupadi didn't know how to feed them. At that time, Draupadi asked for help. Krishna comes there and took the leaf from the pot with one small leaf of spinach, what was left in the pot. Krishna ate that, and the result was that all 10,000 disciples of Durvasava Maharshi and Durvasava himself couldn't eat anymore. Krishna ate it and they all felt satisfied. They didn't come for the feast again. That is that Yogatalam. That when Krishna's realization, Krishna is in that state, yoga state, right? So, when Krishna ate that, others' hunger has gone away. They also did not feel hunger. So, if you have reached that state, that is in a rare cases, these pastimes are like that. Yeah. So, one instance, this is in the Ramakrishna Vachanamatam, you can read the story. Paramahamsa was going with three of his disciples, and they had no food, and three of them were going together. And somewhere somebody gave them some food, some prasadam, they gave it to them, right? And Paramahamsa took it and he ate himself everything. And the other two sannyasis who were with him, right? Abhedananda Swamiji and others, They felt that it was a bit selfish for Paramahamsa to do that, right? And he says that that was a bit selfish of you to do that, he said. But suddenly, after Ramakrishna Paramahamsa had ate that, the others felt satisfied. They didn't feel any need for, and they didn't have any hunger after that. So these are possible for the yogis. For yogis can do that. And but they won't generally do all these things. But their bhavam is in this way. Bhavam is like that. That's what that word. Aham eva vishvatanyo. I am this body. Krishna, this body, Vishwam world, creation is me. Right? So everything that is happening in the Prakriti, and it is happening in the Prakriti, and one who realizes that he is that Purusha inside, he is the one actually seeing everything properly. So that is this verse. Prakrityaivacha karmani mriyamana kriyamanani sarvasha ya pashyati tadhalpmanam akartaram sa pashyati. Akartaram sa pashyati. And that darshanam, what he has spoken in that verse, again explained in another way, in the next verse. Yada bhuta pratak bhavam ekastha manupashyati tada evaja vistaram brahma sampadyade tada. So, even though living entities, they have different types of bodies and they exist in different levels, right? To see that they all exist in this one bodham, and knowing that tada evaja vistaram brahma sampadyate tada. So all living entities outwardly look different. Names, forms are different, the types of bodies are different, and their behavior is different, swabhavam is different. Everything is different when you look from outside. But to know that all these are different forms existing that one thing, present inward inside as the Antaryami, Atma. And knowing this from the Shastram and from the Acharyas and realizing that, that is what he is saying. Yada Bhuta Pratak Bhavam. Pratak Bhavam means this different Bhavam. These are bhavam in us. Male form, female form, human form, animal form, birds form, beasts form, plants form. Yadha bhuta pratak bhavam ekastha manupashyari. They are present in this one inside, Adharyami. Tada evaja vistaram brahma sampadyade tada. So, brahma sampati, that's what Krishna is talking about. Brahma sampati means he comes into that samadhi state, realize the state, right? Who is, they are doing vyavaharam, but when will this samadhi state comes? Pratakbhavam. Pratakbhavam means everything is separate at the moment, outwardly. All different forms, different names, different species, right? And, but what looks like as so different, everyone is different, right? And all living entities, they are all present in this one thing called Antaryami. Antaryami is the thread that is holding all these different forms together. Antaryami is that thread, right? Now Krishna is saying here, when one is seeing them, they are all present in one, and that one is present in everybody. Everyone is present in that one thing, and that one thing is present in everybody. That means this bodham, I exist, that awareness bodham, is present in everyone. And through that, I am seeing the world. He is saying that. Tada evaja vistaram brahma sampadyade tada. Where is this creation? Creation is, generally you can say, from this experience which we all have of our existence, awareness, bodham, of my own existence, right? So it is in my existence that I experience this creation, isn't it? Because I am existing, in my existence I am experiencing the creation. Suppose I don't feel my existence, then creation doesn't exist. I feel my existence because of the creation, because of the creation. Because of my existence, I feel the creation, because of my existence, right? So, it is from that the existence is experienced, right? And all Namarupam, names and forms, and in the senses are in the mind. Mind is in the bodham, prajna, and they are all just a movement that is happening in the bodham. Bodham or awareness is the foundation. In that, mind is a movement. Senses are a movement in the mind. And all these names and forms are creating vibrations in the senses. Senses perceives the sense objects. Namarupams are all sense objects. So, sense objects are present in the senses. Senses are present in the mind. Mind is present in the bodham, consciousness. All the other things, apart from the consciousness, bodham, are nothing but the movements that is happening in the bodham. So, and in the Upanishads and all, it will say that vijrambhanam. Vijrambhanam is the word for that. Vijrambhanam means that these forces, like the mind, first the mind come out of the Andaryami. First the mind comes out from the Andaryami. So, Vijrambhidam, it's called Vijrambhanam. So, this Bhuta Pratak Bhavam means all these Namarupam, different living entities, and this experience what we get, they're all different. Different names, different forms, different species, male, female, different kinds of living entities, different species. All these differences is Pratak Bhavam. And this Pratak Bhavam among the Bhutam, among the living entities, is coming from the mind. And that Vijrambhanam happens. That's called Vijrambhanam. Vijrambhanam means the way the mind comes out of the Andaryami and creating this variegatedness, this variety feeling. Everything, so much variety is here in different species. So this variety feeling, we get it through because of the presence of the mind. Mind does that. When or in the Andaryami there is no variations, there is only bodham there. But from bodham, when mind comes out, mind creates this Pratak Bhavam. That's what he is saying here. Bhuta Pratak Bhavam. So actually there is only one thing, the Andaryami inside, consciousness, right? But when it comes out and becomes many like this, when it gives this experience of many, right, that is where this Nanatvam comes. Nanatvam means this variegatedness, variety. So many different species, different types of living entities, something in the water, something in the air, something on the land. And similarly, in the land there is variety, in the air there is variety, in the water there is variety. Then there is the plants and creepers and all, there is variety. So many variety of creation has happened there. And all this is happening because of this bodham inside, awareness. Awareness is the one which is keeping it all together. So, one who knows that these things, if that awareness is not there, then this variety also doesn't exist. Because the bodham is there, awareness is there, we experience this variety in the world. We must not forget that. That because of this bodham, prajna, jnapti, or andaryami, or the consciousness, whichever way we call it, it's one and the same thing. Due to its presence only, you feel this variegated existence. If the bodham is not there, None of this variegated feeling won't come to us. We won't it is because of the bodham inside us, right? So one who knows that, and due to that knowledge, when you conduct the vyavaharam in this world, what will happen is, if you have that knowledge, even if you do the vyavaharam in this world, when you are conducting vyavaharam with somebody else, this jnani or a realized soul, he is conscious that he will not see that namarupam. Instead, he is conscious of the bodham, what is present in the other person. Vyavaharam is done through namarupam. The bodham is one. The bodham within him is the same bodham present in somebody else. So this is the state what Krishna is saying, that when one deals with this world, in vyavaharam also, he will come to this realization. When he sees different things in this world, he does not fall into the grip of prakriti. This realized person, a jnani, when he is doing vyavaharam, normally what happens to us, when we conduct vyavaharam, transactions in this world, we fall into prakriti immediately. Immediately we fall into prakriti, because my prakriti is different from your prakriti. One's prakriti is different from somebody else's prakriti. So prakriti to prakriti vyavaharam happens, and therefore there is problem. Whereas bodham, awareness which is present in everyone, one who can stay in the platform of bodham, and one who does not fall into prakriti, such a person, he is in a safe state. He is not affected by the problems of prakriti, right? And that is what is called a nirvikalpa bodham. One who is, we talked about this before, nirvikalpa yogam and nirvikalpa bodham. Nirvikalpa bodham means able to conduct vyavaharam, being situated in the platform of bodham, not in the platform of prakriti. Prakriti, everybody conducts vyavaharam in the platform of prakriti. But able to stay in the platform of bodham, nirvikalpa bodham, and not affected by the prakriti, able to see that prakriti is also working under the guidance of the bodham. Bodham is causing the prakriti to work. So, therefore, when he is doing that, he is saying that he is not in the nirvikalpa yoga state, he is in the nirvikalpa bodham state. Therefore, when he is doing the vyavaharam also, Krishna is saying that he is in Brahma Sampatti. That's what's called Brahma Sampatti. So, you can see that word. Tata evaja vistaram Brahma Sampadyade tatha. So, what he is saying is that all living entities, they are all different, Bhinna Bhavam is different, but knowing very well that all these different nature, Namam Rupam, and their Swabhavam is all happening in that one Vastu as the foundation, which is the Atma. And one who has come to that state, Brahmajnani, he is Brahmajnani, he has realized Brahmam, he says. Yasmin kale bhuta pratak bhavam, bhutanam pratak bhavam prataktvam ekastam ekam smin almani sthitam ekastam anupashyati shastram acharya upadeshato matva atma pratyakshatvena pashyati atmavedam sarvam. Chandokya Upanishad has quoted here. Once he has reached that state, Brahma Sampadyade Yattatha, this is a verse to be scrutinized and analyzed very deeply, this one verse, right? With this one verse alone, there were many sannyasis who have realized the truth. This one verse, right? Anubhuti, because this is for Anubhuti, Satya Sakshatkaram. Provided we are ready for that, pakvam. If the person is ready in spiritually qualified, then by deeply analyzing these words, he will realize the truth. That is what the Mahalmas are saying. If the person is ready for self-realization, all the qualifications are there in him. Yeah. So, that's what it is saying there. Then he said that the... So, yadha bhuta pradak bhavam ekastam anupashyati tata evaja vistaram brahma sambhadyate tatha. Then, anaditval, this ekastam, ekastam atmanam sarvadehalpatve tad dosha sambandhe prapte idam uchyate. If this one atma is present in everyone, all the problems in the upadhi, does that not affect the atma? Answer to that is the next verse. Because atma is one. Atma is present in everyone. And that's one. Upadhis are different. And in upadhi, different vasanas are present, karma is present, and he will act differently. So, because of that, they are called upadhi. Upadhi has got dosham. Dosham means different problems, isn't it? Everyone has problems. But problem is only in the upadhi. It is in the upadhi we have all the problems. So that's called upadhi dosham. Thus the upadhi dosham don't affect the andaryami, the atma inside. Answer to that, anaditval nirgunatval paramatmanam avyayam sharirastobi kaundaya na karodi na lipyade. You will see the same thing Krishna has taken from Ishopanishad. If you look at the Ishopanishad words, nakarodi nalipyade. If you look at the second mantra, Kurvin neveha karmani jiji visheshatam sama evam tui nanyatesti na karma lipyade nare. This is the same what is Krishna is saying here. Na karodi na lipyade. The nature of the andaryami. Krishna says that this andaryami inside, anadi, paramatma, and he is nirgunam, and he, even though he is in a person, in a body, in some body, doesn't matter what kind of body it is. In every body he is present there. But while he is inside, he doesn't do anything and he is not involved in anything. He doesn't do himself anything and he is not involved in anything. That's what he's saying. Anaditval nirgunatval paramalpayam avyayam sharirastobi kaundeya na karodi na lipyade. And Ishopanishad says the same thing. Yeah. So, what his point is that I am Paramatma. Paramatma. Why he is saying I am Paramatma? I am Paramatma means he is closest to us. He is so close to us. I am Paramatma. And in order to say that I am is that means that he is so close to us. Right? So, someone who is very close to us in front of you, he will say I am. Right? So, so Krishna has already concluded that we are seeing the Paramatma inside us, right? Where is he saying here? He is right inside us, fully involved with us in everything. That means this bodham, where is Paramatma? Again, there is misunderstanding. People think Paramatma is only here. No. Paramatma is throughout the body. He is present everywhere. Bodham is present everywhere. Wherever you touch me, I feel it. If you touch me here, I feel it. If you touch on my head, I feel it. But what that means is, Bodham is spread all over the body. That means Paramatma is present throughout the body. It's not that only. But because when you realize the self, you realize it here, therefore we say he is present in the Andaryami. When we say Andaryami in that sense, because of realization reasons, when we realize the truth, you realize his presence inside. So therefore we say like that. Otherwise Paramatma is present throughout the body. So that Paramatma, Bodham, has no beginning. And Nirgunatvad, and that's what he's saying, Anadityad. It is Anadi, it is. It's been existing all the time. It is very difficult to make somebody understand what soul is. We have, you ask 10 people, they will have 10 different opinions about the soul. That's how it is, isn't it? So, soul is the concept of the soul. That is why Krishna is saying different things. Second chapter he spoke in different ways. Here he is presenting in another way. Seventh chapter he has spoken in another way. As Pragriti and Purusha he has spoken there. Kshetram and Kshetrajna he has spoken there. Second chapter he spoke about the Antaryami principle. Siddha Prajnatvam and all. So different ways to make us understand. Actually here there is only soul. Only Krishna is present here. Nothing else is present. All other things are superimposed on that. It doesn't have any existence. Temporarily all these names and forms will come and go, but they are not the reality. So, Krishna is saying here, Anadityad, it doesn't have any beginning. It has been existing, it is existing, and it's been existing all the time. Anadityad. Then what else? Nirgunatvad. Nirgunatvad means that these three modes of nature, what we have, Sattvagunam, Rajagunam, Tamagunam, does not affect him. He does not have any influence on him, on this consciousness, Bodham. And Avyayaha, Avyaya means he does not increase or decrease. Like we have every body, for example, you can see our body if you take it, the body is born one day, it keeps growing, and finally it starts decay happens and then death happens. So, if you look at the body, it is like that. Whereas the consciousness, Bodham, is not like that. When we were born, we were conscious. And that same conscious, we are still today. And when we die also, we'll be that conscious. So consciousness, there is no variation. It's remaining as it is throughout. Body continuously changes. Mind continuously changing. We had one type of mind when we were children. Different kinds of thoughts and emotions. And when we grew up, it has changed. And at the old age again, it has changed. So, mind is, body has changed. Mind has changed. Buddhi has changed. We had one type of buddhi when we were children. Different type of buddhi when you are grown up. When you get the old age, buddhi has also changed. Ahangaram has changed. When children, you have one nature of ahangaram. And the nature of ahangaram is constantly changing. When you grow up, it is a different kind of ahangaram. Old age is a different ahangaram. Ahangaram also changing. Everything else is changing. Bodham is not changing. So that's the point Krishna is making here. Right? Avyaha and vayam. There is no vayam. That means it does not get diminished. It doesn't get destroyed. It is able to stay the same throughout Bodham. Bodham is able to remain as the same throughout from beginning to end. Right? And as the... that's what he's saying. Anadityal Nirgunatval Paramalmayam Paramalmayam Avyayam. It is Avyayam it is, right? So even though he is present in this body, because it is in the body we are knowing his presence, right? Krishna says that even though he is present in the body, Na Karodi Na Lipyade. He is not affected by anything what is happening in the body, mind, senses, ego, and buddhi. None of them, na karoti, na lipyade. He is not doing anything with them, nor anything what is happening there is affecting him. That is the nature of Antaryami, Paramatma. Therefore, even though it appears as though he is present in the body, whatever the body does, whatever kind of things the body does, and karmano opavardhade, that means karma through. This is important. A realized person, like us, unlike us, we do karma, and due to that, our position changes because we create karma vasana, And that means our next body is decided by the karma, what we do now. It has an influence on our future bodies. These are all the subtle signs of this body. But for a realized soul, when he does karma, it does not affect him. Because he is not creating vasanas. He does karma in that state of antaryami. A jnani does a karma in that state of antaryami. That is why, like we saw before, that realized souls, they do different types of karma, but it is not affecting them. Whereas ordinary people, when we do karma, it has an effect on us immediately, right? So, that's what he is saying here. Karma does not touch them. Karma does not touch that realized person. And therefore, he says, na karoti na lipyade. He doesn't do anything and he is not sticking to anything, right? So, that is why that second mantra in the Ishopanishad, which we have seen, that mantra is saying exactly the same. Kurvan eveha karmani jiji vishayushchatam sama evam tvai nanyadhesi na karma lipyade nare. Exactly, Krishna has taken that verse and put it in the Bhagavad Gita. Then, after saying that, he said that Paramatma is Nirgunam, whereas all other things are Sagunam. And Sagunam means these changes will come. It will be affected by that. And so, after saying that, he says, how this Atma, Antaryami inside, is able to stay like this without doing any karma and without being affected by the karma? How does he say like that? He gives the example in the next verse. Only through examples he can, Krishna is explaining in these things. He's giving an example how, even though Atma is present in throughout the body, and in the form of Bodham, is present as Bodham throughout. And all what body is doing, mind is doing, senses are doing, intelligence is doing, Ahankaram is doing, the effect of that is not touching him, is not having any effect on him. How is he able to do like that? The answer is the next verse. Yatha sarvagadam saushmyad agasham nobelipyade sarvatra avasthido dehe tatha alma nobelipyade. Just like Agasham is the most subtle of all the elements, isn't it? Out of the five elements, Agasham is the most subtle, the space. Right? And space is not affected by anything in this, by the other four elements. Water, fire, ether, air. Water, fire, earth. Earth, water, fire, air. Everything what they are doing is not affecting the space. Agasham. So, how is Agasham able to do that? Because all the other four elements are within this Agasham. Is it not? If you look at fire, if you look at water, if you look at air, if you look at the earth, the four elements, they are all inside this Agasham. Agasham is the most subtle one of all. Right? Yada sarvagadam vyabhi abhisat saushmyadi sushma bhavad agasham. That is agasham sushmatvam. The subtlety of agasham is that, right? Na lipyade na sambadde sarvatra avasthido dehe tatha atmana lipyade. And this agasham is present in everything. We'll understand that better. That agasham is present in all the elements, five elements, right? That's called that. To understand how one has come from the other, which we have discussed in Bhagavatam also. The earth has come from water. Water has come from the fire. Fire has come from the air. Air has come from the agasham. So when four elements are coming one after the other, the one that was present before will be present in all the other ones. Just like from agasham, the other four has come. So from agasham, agasham will be present in the air. And similarly, agasham will be present in the fire. Agasham will be present in the water, and agasham is present in the in the earth as well, in the same way, right? So, the normal way we say is from Agasham comes Vayu, Vayu comes Agni, Agni from water, Agni comes water, water comes the earth, and in this way Panchabhutam has come, the five material elements have come. So, Agasham is present in all the five elements, all the five elements. And, but, even though Agasham is present in all the five elements, Agasham is not affected. This Agasham element is not affected by anything what is happening the other four Bhutams, other Bhutams, like air, fire, water and the earth. What happens there? It's not affecting Agasham in any way. So, because all the five elements are present in the Agasham, and none of them, none of the other elements have any contact with the Agasham, even though Agasham is present in everything. In the same way, Krishna is saying, Antaryami is present in everything, throughout the body, but what is happening in the body, in the mind, in the senses, in the buddhi, in the ahankaram, does not have any impact on the Antaryami. Any impact on Antaryami. Exactly like the way Agasham is present in all the elements, but what's happening in the elements does not affect Agasham. That's the principle behind that. Because from Agasham, Agasham means the space, in that they are all present there. Similarly, Atma is present throughout our body, throughout the body. Sarvatra avasthide deham is saying. You see that? Yadha sarvagadam saushmyad agasham nobelipyade sarvatra avasthido dehe tadhalma nobelipyade. Yeah? Tadhalma nobelipyade. This is how the best example to make us understand how consciousness is present in one, in any body, anyone's body. Consciousness is present throughout the body. But whatever happens in the body is not affecting the bodham, not affecting the consciousness, right? Sarvatra avasthide dehe. And he is saying, tatha alpa nopa lipyade. He is not affected by that. Even though bodham is present throughout the body, bodham is present throughout the body, na upalipyade. In other words, that sparsham, when we touch, when we experience that, right? Say for example, suppose you cut my body, take my hand off, cut off my hand and put it outside. What happens then? It doesn't have any bodham anymore. Is it not? So bodham was present throughout the body when it was all together. When the whole body is together. Suppose you have cut my two hands off and two legs off and you put it separately, all separately. All the parts that were taken out from the main frame has no consciousness anymore. Bodham is not there. Bodham was only present when it was all together. That was the time. This is the nature, this is the speciality of the nature of the soul. Soul is difficult to understand how soul works. Normally you would have expected that if part is taken off, the consciousness should have been there. After that, when you touch that part of the body, what you have taken out, you don't feel anything. There is no feeling for that. That hand has no feeling. It's not. Legs have no feeling. So, that's what Krishna is saying here. It is not affected. So, there are examples of that. This example that yatha sarvagadam saushmyad agasham nobelipyate sarvatra avasthito dehe tadalpa nobelipyate. It is because of its sushmatva. Sushmatva means it is subtle nature. These things we won't understand it because we are not subtle enough. This depends on the person also. We can only talk about it, but to realize it, one has to come to that state, sushmatvam. Yeah? So, yatha sarvagadam vyabhi saushmyad sushma bhavad agasham kham na ubalipyade na sambadyade sarvatra vasthido dehe tatha alma na ubalipyade. He says, not only that, he says, that Akasham, when we are discussing this Akasham, right, it is not affected by even if you have broken it off. To give you an example, you know this is Sufism. There was a Sufi saying, you can Google this, it is there in the Google, you can find it there, mentioned. That one Sufi, Sufism is close to yoga systems also. One Sufi yogi, somebody has he was put into a trident into his body. They tried to kill him because they were considered not accepted by the other traditions. Anaul Haq, that's what he'll say, right? Which means in their language it's I am the truth, right? And they pierced this trident into his body and lots of blood was flowing out from all his body, and even at that time he kept repeating this word, Anaul Haq. If you Google that Anaul Haq, it will tell you all the story behind that. He is saying that they are piercing on someone else, not on me. In other words, he has come to that realized state that he is not the body. Body is separate from him. He says to them, they won't be able to see me, they won't be able to touch me, he said. And that is what Krishna is saying, sarvatra avasthito dehe, that even though he is present throughout the body, he cannot be touched. That is what he is saying there. Even though he is present throughout the body, he cannot be touched. That is the nature of the Antaryami. He is present throughout the body, but you cannot touch him. And that means through your poking the trident through his body, if you think that you are able to give trouble to him, you cannot do it. It's a very interesting relationship. You will see that mentioned in the Viveka Chudamani also. In another way it has been spoken. Akashava Nurmalam Nurvikalpam Nisima Nispandana Nurvigaram Andarbahishunya Ananya Madhyam Swayambaram Brahma Kimasti Bodhyam. To explain the same what Krishna has spoken here. Akashava Nurmalam Nurvikalpam Nisima Nispandana Nurvikaram Andarbahi Shunyam Ananyam Advayam Swayambaram Brahma Kimasti Bodhyam. So Brahmam Antaryami is like sky, pure, absolute, and it is infinite and motionless and changeless and no inside outside. This is all relationship with the soul, it is spoken. How one can understand the soul is so difficult that one existence without a second, and it is one's own self. He is our self, that's what we are, but it has all these characteristics like this. Akashavat Nurmalam Nurvikalpam. It is like the sky, and it's so pure, and it's absolute, and it is infinite. And it is does not move, it is motionless. Akashava Nurmalam Nurvikalpam Nisima Nispandana Nurvikaram. And no changeless, devoid of any motions, and no inside outside, and one existence without a second, and is one's own self. And that is the object of knowledge. That is what is to be realized. So that's what he is saying here. When he was poked with this trident, he said, they cannot touch me. And that's what Iksha is also saying here. Sarvatra vastino dehe, even though he is present throughout the body, he cannot be touched by anybody. He cannot be touched by anybody. We feel the existence of his presence, we can feel when somebody touches us. We feel it. Sense of touch, is it not? And it is because of his presence only we feel the presence. But if somebody wants to give trouble to him, you cannot do anything about it. That is the way Antaryami is present in us. Antaryami is like that. He is present throughout the body, and you can know his presence when somebody touches you. You feel that. And that feeling, we get it because of his presence. But if he is, just because we can get the feeling of his presence by touching, suppose you want to hurt him, you cannot do anything. That's what this anauhat is all about. Right. So, and because he is like the space, pure, normalam nirvikalpam, and sima, nisimam. Sima means he has no limit, he is everywhere. There is no place where he is not present, right? In other words, you cannot put any boundary. He is present here, he is not present there. Not like that. He is present everywhere, right? Andarbahi shunyam. Inside, outside, he has no inside, outside. And similarly, another thing with him is that he will not allow something else to exist apart from him. Because that's his very nature, right? Advayam, that's what that word, advayam. Advayam means that bodham is only one. He does not allow another bodham to come there. He is present in everything, and that's one, and he won't allow something else to come in, because it's one. That is very nature, bodham. Right? And so, that's all one has to say. Therefore, he's saying here that he said, Swayambaram Brahma Kimasti Bodhyam. Is there anything else to be known about this Bodham? There is somebody saying that like that in the Viveka Chudamani. The same what Krishna is saying here. So, Yatha Sarvagadam Saushmyad Akasham Nopalipyate Sarvatra Avastido Dehe Tadhalpa Nopalipyate. And then he said that the Yatha Prakashaya Tyegam is discussing about the Antaryami now. How Kshetrajna is talking about. It's all about Kshetrajna. Yatha Prakashaya Tyegam Krishnam Lokam Imam Ravi Kshetram Kshetri Tatha Krishnam Prakashayati Bharata. He's saying that this sun is able to give us the experience of this whole creation. One sun is able to give us the experience of the whole creation. And similarly, this one Antaryami alone is able to give all the experience to the whole body. Whole body is able to experience this world because of his presence, Antaryami's presence. We are able to experience everything. Yatha prakashayadi avbhasayadi ekha krishnam lokamimam ravi savidam aditya tatha tadvad mahabhudadi drityandam kshetram egasan prakashayadi kshetri paramatma ityartha. So, paramatma is capable of, you can say this in two different ways. Like sun, Atma is also one, right? And it is the same sun that is present in everybody. It is illuminating everything. One sun is illuminating. And even though the same sun is giving us the experience of all the creation, the same sun is not having any connection with anything in the creation. He is aloof from everything. And that is what, that's why this comparison is, right? So, like a son, Atma is also one. Similarly, sun is in contact with everything else. Everything what you see is in the sunlight. You see everything in the sunlight, right? But at the same time, that sun has no connection with anything. That one sun. In the same way, Atma is one, like sun. Atma is one. But at the same time, Atma has no connection with anyone. That is why that verse is talking about here. Yeah? So he's saying, so all the things, Akashavat, Nirmalam, Nirvikalpam, these are all different aspects of the Antaryami inside. And important one among them is that what he said mentions there, that Advayam, see there, that Yatha Prakashayatyekam Krishnam Lokamimam Ravi Kshetram Kshetri Tatha Krishnam Prakashayati Bharata. In the Vivekachudamani has used this word Advayam. Advayam means he will not tolerate somebody else apart from him. That is how strong he is. He won't allow something else to exist apart from him. Existence means it's only him. There is no another one who can claim that he exists separately from him. If anything has to exist, he has to exist within him. That's what it means, Advayam. Not allow something else to exist. Advayam Nirvikalpam. Ahashavam Nirmalam Nirvikalpam Nissimam Nissangatam Nirvikaram. These are all the aspects of to explain the soul. After saying all that, Krishna is saying that the sun, whole world is perceived or experienced when the sun is present, right? The whole solar system, as we call that, is experienced from one sun. In the same way, this Kshetrajna is present in the Kshetram. And being present in the Kshetram, he is able to illuminate the whole Kshetram. Present as a Kshetrajna inside, he is able to illuminate the whole Kshetram. Right? You remember, Kshetrajna, Sarvabhudeshu, Kshetram, Kshetrajnayor Jnanam, Yatal Jnanam, Iti Mama. In the beginning, he used that, Krishna said that, didn't he? He said that, if you look at the beginning, the first one or two verses, he is saying there, that the Kshetram, Kshetrajnayor Jnanam, Sarva Kshetreshu Bharata, he says. First or second verse, this is. Kshetrajnam Chabimam Vidhi Sarva Kshetreshu Bharata. He said, he is Kshetrajna inside. Kshetrajnam Chabimam Vidhi Sarva Kshetreshu Bharata. It is me who is present as Kshetrajna, but in all Kshetrams, all bodies, right? Kshetra Kshetrajnayor Jnanam Yatal Jnanam Matam Mama. Second verse, he said that. Yeah. So in other words, the whole experience of our, through the body, what we experience, right? When you want to see the sun, if you just see the sunlight alone, is not enough. You have to see the sun in the sky. Similarly, consciousness is present throughout the body, but its center is in the Hrit. That's where he is realized. When you realize him, you realize it in the Hrit, in the heart, right? And how do you realize that? This existence, awareness, bodham. When you realize he is here, Otherwise, he is present throughout the body. But when you realize him, you realize it here, in the heart, right? So, and that is how it is. The sun is present in the sky, and the whole solar system is sun's presence is felt because of the sunlight. But if you see the sunlight alone, it's not enough. Where is the source coming from the sun? In the same way, Antaryami is where in the hrit, in the heart, that's where he is present. But his presence is felt throughout the body. Throughout the body. That's what he's saying. Right? So, Antaryami is present here, and that Kshetrajna, who is Antaryami inside, in our experience level, when it comes, it is in the form of Jiva. Kshetrajna and Jiva are the one and the same thing. But when you are experiencing it through the body, he is called a Jiva. When Jiva is having all problems are Jiva has got, Antaryami doesn't have. But Chaitanyam is present in everyone as the as Jiva, and in this way, if you have that capacity, this requires some capacity to do this, to able to study Jivatma Paramatma like this. And through knowledge, Jnana Vicharam, through that, you will come to realize at the end, Jivatma is not real. It is Paramatma himself, right? And you will be convinced on that, that Bodham will come. It has to come in the Bodham level, not on an intellectual level. That is Jnana Margam. Jnana Margam is that, nothing but through Jiva Bhavam and Paramatma Bhavam. Able to realize that Jivatma, Paramatma, or Aikyam, that oneness of the Jivatma coming from Paramatma in this way, that realization will come. Right? And this is what we need actually to realize it at the end. That this Jiva, what is Jiva? Jiva is our Ahangaram inside. Isn't it? Ahangaram wants to enjoy, Ahangaram suffers. Ahangaram does the karma. Ahangaram wants the results. Ahangaram creates another body. Transmigration happens to it. All these are aspects of Ahangaram. And then Ahangaram is Jiva. We are calling by different names, that's all. In effect, it is one and the same thing. We call by different names. So, ego, Ahangaram, is the one that is going from one body to another. And that's the one, as Krishna said before, Ahangarasya Drishyande, isn't it? Shoga, Harsha, Bhaya, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Sprahadeya, Ahangarasya Drishyande. It's all for the Jiva. Krishna said that. Egadisham. Ahangarasya Drishyande, Janma Mrityu, also for Ahangaram, na Almana. How many times Krishna has repeated this in the Bhagavadam as well as in the Bhagavad Gita to make it very clear distinction, Jiva Bhavam and Paramatma how? Paramatma is Antaryami, never touched by anything. Jiva is part of the Ubhadis. Jiva is the one. This Antaryami Chaitanyam, when it is playing the role of Ahangaram as Jiva Bhavam, experiences everything what is happening in the Ubhadi. That's the way it is made. We are made like that. When Chaitanyam comes into Ahangaram, and Ahangaram gets the force to act, it does karma. When it gets the force to think, thoughts comes to it. But it cannot think on its own. Presence of Antaryami is necessary in the subtle body. When Antaryami gets into the mind creates sankalpa vikalpa. Antaryami gets into the buddhi, it makes decisions. Nishyatmiya buddhi. When Antaryami gets into Ahangaram, it takes ownership, responsibility, and thinks that I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam, ragam, dvesham. All this is centered around Ahangaram. ഹർഷ ശോഖ ഭയ ക്രോധ ലോഭ മോഹ സ്പൃഹാദയ അഹങ്കാരസ്യ ദൃശ്യന്തേ കൃഷ്ണൻ ശ്രേയസിന്റെ ഏകാദശം ബുദ്ധ ജന്മ മൃത്യു ഓൾസോ ഫോർ അഹങ്കാരം ന ആത്മന നോട്ട് ഫോർ ദ അന്തര്യാമി സോ യു ക്യാൻ സീ ദിസ് പ്രോബ്ലം ബിറ്റ്വീൻ അഹങ്കാരം ആൻഡ് അന്തര്യാമി ജീവ ആൻഡ് പരമാത്മ ദിസ് ഹാസ് ടു ബി റിസോൾവ്ഡ് ആൻഡ് ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് സെൽഫ് റിയലൈസേഷൻ റിയലൈസിംഗ് ദാറ്റ് വി ആർ നോട്ട് ദിസ് അഹങ്കാരം Instead, we are that Andaryami inside is self-realization. Janma Mrityucha Altmana. So, after saying that, the last verse of the this chapter, it's an amazing verse, what Krishna has spoken, right? That this chapter, Krishna says, if you properly understand this chapter, this is such an important chapter, this 13th chapter, if you understand this properly, means that difference between Kshetram and Kshetrajna. That is this chapter it's all about. Difference between Kshetram and Kshetrajna. Krishna has discussed this chapter from various angles, is it not? He started with Kshetram, Kshetrajna. Then he said, what is Kshetram first of all? He gave us an understanding of Kshetram. Then he said Kshetrajna is different, and to realize a Kshetrajna you require certain sadhana process. So he spoke about that sadhana process. Amanitvam, Adambitvam and all that. Few verses he spoke there. The process of realizing the Kshetrajna. He said that, right? And then after that, he discussed what Kshetrajna is for a few verses. He spoke about that. And then that continued. And here Krishna is saying finally that if you get to realize this. Now, the important thing is, when we can only say like this in English, that understand, understand, we keep saying. But actually it is not understanding. The process is not understanding. That what you have to do, Krishna is saying there, through jnana chakshusa. Not these physical eyes, but through realization eyes. Eyes of realization. Right? One who sees that, not with these physical eyes, not with your understanding, with your buddhi, or with your mind, then it won't happen. If you do it with your mind or intelligence, if you understand, or you realize it through your physical eyes, it won't happen. Krishna is saying that, the being itself. And that is why this verse, if you look at the verse, he will say like that. Kshetram kshetrajnayoreva andaram jnana chakshusha, Krishna says. Through jnana chakshusha you have to realize, not through the mamsa chakshusha. Because people will immediately think that, oh, I could understand it through my mind and intelligence and through my physical eyes if I am able to see. No, to make that very clear, there itself Krishna put that word, jnana chakshusa. Yeah? Kshetra kshetrajnyo reva andaram. The difference between kshetram and kshetrajnya, that difference, if you realize it through jnana chakshusa, what will happen? The result is, Bhuta Prakriti Moksham Cha Ye Vidur Yandide Param. That you are become free from Prakriti, from Maya, from three modes of nature. You are free then. If through Jnana Chakshusa, if you realize this, then he has reached Brahman, he says. Kshetra Kshetrajnyo Yadho Vyakhyadayo Evam Yadha Pradarshita Prakarena Andaram ഇതരേതര വൈലക്ഷണ്യ വിശേഷം ജ്ഞാനചക്ഷുഷ ശാസ്ത്ര ആചാര്യോപദേശ ജനിതം ആത്മപ്രത്യേക ജ്ഞാനം ചക്ഷുതേന ജ്ഞാനചക്ഷുഷ ഭൂതപ്രകൃതി മോക്ഷം ച ഭൂതപ്രകൃതി മോക്ഷം ആൻഡ് ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് വാട്ട് വി റിക്വയർ ആക്ച്വലി ഫ്രീഡം ഫ്രം ദി പഞ്ചഭൂതം ഫ്രീഡം ഫ്രം ദ പ്രകൃതി ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് വാട്ട് ഈസ് മോർ ഇമ്പോർട്ടൻറ്റ് റൈറ്റ് ആൻഡ് ഭൂതാനാം പ്രകൃതി അവിദ്യാലക്ഷണം അവ്യക്താഖ്യം തസ്യ ഭൂതപ്രകൃതി മോക്ഷണം അഭാവഗമനം ചെയ്യേ വീതു വിജാനന്ദി യാണ്ടി ഗച്ഛന്തി ദേ പരം പരമാർത്ഥതത്വം ബ്രഹ്മ ന പുനദേഹം ആദാരേ ഇത്യർത്ഥ സോ ഹിയർ ഇൻ ദ കൃഷ്ണ യൂസസ് ദാറ്റ് സ്പെഷ്യൽ വേർഡ് ദയർ ഭൂതപ്രകൃതി മോക്ഷം ദാറ്റ്സ് വാട്ട് യു വിൽ ഗെറ്റ് ഫ്രം ദിസ് ഈസ് സെയിങ് ഹിയർ സോ ദാറ്റ് ഭൂതപ്രകൃതി മോക്ഷം ഈസ് ദ സീക്രട്ട് ഓഫ് ദിസ് ചാപ്റ്റർ ഭൂതപ്രകൃതി മോക്ഷം റൈറ്റ് in other words, what that means is, you are not allowed to talk about it, you got to realize it, right? In other words, If I talk about it, you won't understand it, Krishna is saying. Krishna is saying, if I talk about it, you won't understand it. This Buddha Prakriti Moksha. What Buddha Prakriti Moksha means, right? This Buddha Prakriti Moksha is the secret of this chapter. It's the secret of this chapter. That means, this Prakriti and these five material elements, Prakriti means Sattvagunam, Rajogunam, Tamogunam, and these five material elements, they together, 5 plus 3, 8, right? They together has tied us down in this body. We are in this prison of these five material elements and the three modes of nature. So they created a prison and they have locked us up inside that, in these eight things, right? Buddha Prakriti Moksha. And to get a total release from this, Bhudam, Panchabhudam and Prakriti. Panchabhudam and Prakriti. Prakriti means Sattvagunam, Rajogunam, Tamogunam. So see that how we are imprisoned. We are imprisoned like this. Three modes of nature and the five material elements. Right. So a total release from both. Right. Just like when you dream in the night, when you wake up from the dream, everything disappears, is it not? Everything disappears. Krishna is saying that these five material elements and this Prakriti, three modes of nature together, suddenly disappears from us in a similar way, in our real self, which is Antaryami. You see, at the moment we are in the Prakriti, identifying with the Prakriti, identifying with the gross body, everything, right? Everything is a body, subtle body, gross body, everything. That's what we are at the moment. What Krishna is saying is, when this Buddha Prakriti Moksha happens, just like when you wake up from the dream, you are going through a dream state where you are experiencing so many things. As soon as you woke up, what happened? You became free from that dream once for all. Dream is gone totally. In the same way, Krishna says, right now you are in this body, gross body and the subtle body, you become free from that and you realize your original identity as Antaryami inside. That's called Buddha Prakriti Moksha, right? So, this Prakriti will disappear from us, Panchabhudam will disappear from us, three modes of nature will also disappear from us. And then what remains here is that you will experience only Brahman then. That's Brahman realization. You will remain as Brahman, and one who can, if you have to know that, to get that anubhuti, that realization, Krishna is saying, if you want to get that realization, this chapter, Kshetram Kshetrajna Vibhaga Yogam, that's what it is called, this chapter, you should study it through the eyes of knowledge, Jnana Chakshusa, and or otherwise you can say Bodha Chakshusa, through the awareness, through bodham, you have to realize it. And that means with the eye of the real eyes, not the physical eyes, through the proper eyes of knowledge, jnana chakshusa, right? So in order that jnana chakshusa everybody has, the only thing is it is closed at the moment, shut down. This physical eyes is open, that is why that shut down. This got opened and this seeing all the world and it's completely imprisoned by the world outside, right? So in order to that eye to open, jnana chakshusa open, it happens through Krishna's mercy above everything else and a Sadguru's mercy and the Guru Varambara, their mercy, Acharya's mercy, all is a part of that. For this to happen, right? So, for the jiva, for self, so you imagine the task before us. It's not so simple as we make it, right? It's like we say we all left. You see, it's easy to say to someone that after death everything will be fine. And the one who is saying is, he says he has done his job. And the one who listens also, he says, oh, everybody says he has gone back. But this Bodha Prakriti Moksha, if you read Bhagavad Gita, it doesn't look that simple as we make of it. So it can happen by Krishna's mercy, of course, but Krishna says that this has to happen here now, not after death. After death, what will happen? Nobody knows. Nobody is able to tell us what happens after death. Because every jiva has a different destination he has to go to, right? So self-realization, when we are talking about, right, self-realization is spoken in different ways to make us understand that, yeah? Sometimes we say Atma-sakshatkaram. In English you only say self-realization. But sakshatkaram, in three levels it's spoken. One, realizing the self, Atma-sakshatkaram. Or one you can say Ishvara-sakshatkaram. And third, there is another thing called Kripa-sakshatkaram. Mercy, right? In Vedantam, they won't say the three things. They will only say the self-realization. But all these three things will happen at that time. So when you are realizing the self as the Antaryami, that is Atma-sakshatkaram. Self-realization is Atma-sakshatkaram, right? Seeing that Antaryami present in everyone is Ishvara-sakshatkaram. Same Antaryami present in everyone throughout the creation is called Ishvara-sakshatkaram. And beyond these two things, one who has realized this Sakshatkaram, Ahamkriti, or in other words, when one completely destroys his Ahangaram inside, that Ahangaram completely gets destroyed, that's called Kripa Sakshatkaram. Kripa, Krishna's mercy, that is. Purely through mercy, it happens. Kripa Sakshatkaram. So, that Kripa, mercy, is required from the beginning in spiritual life. Otherwise, spiritual life won't progress at all. It is because of that Kripa or mercy that spiritual life continues in one's life. Otherwise, it's not possible, right? You start your sadhana because of Kripa. Krishna's Kripa, that is, that you are able to do sadhana. Otherwise, it can keep you in the Buddha Prakriti. It'll go on forever, right? It is due to Kripa only it keeps going in the spiritual life. And it is only due to that Kripa, mercy, that you get Krishna at the end, right? So, so due to Kripa, we began with Krishna consciousness, due to Kripa. And due to Kripa, we became an object of His mercy. And finally, due to Kripa only, you realize yourself who you are. Everything is Kripa. So these three types of realization, yeah? Atma-sakshatkaram, self-realization. Antaryami inside, that's you realizing that one. That is self-realization, Atma-sakshatkaram. Then you realizing Him present in everyone. It's the same you. Sarvabhudakradayam, unimana tosmi. That is Ishvara-sakshatkaram. And finally, this third one, is Kripa Sakshatkaram. These three is in the Shaiva Siddhantam this comes. Like Vaishnava Siddhantam, there is Shaiva Siddhantam. So Shaiva Siddhantam talks about these three realizations, right? Jivahanda prayatnamevya karagas lesha sparsham. Nothing is present in the Brahman. In other words, that is a state where Ahangaram completely goes away from us. This Ahangaram is the problem from beginning to end, is it not? You remember in Bhagavatam it is spoken in several ways about this Ahangaram inside, is it not? That Ahangaram, it is Ahangaram Kartrutva Bhoktrutvam comes. From Ahangaram comes Ragadvesham, everything. So if the Ahangaram completely destroyed, none of those things will be there. Kamam, Krotham, Lobham, Moham, Dvesham, Ragam, all these things will go once Ahangaram is gone. If Ahangaram is there, all the other things will be present along with that. So that is why Kripa Sakshatkaram means when that Ahangaram completely gets destroyed from inside, right? And so Karagam, with that, your very awareness as a jiva is gone then anymore. It's not there. So Atma Sakshatkaram, Ishvara Sakshatkaram, Kriba Sakshatkaram. In these three levels it happens. Right? So that's all we can say about this chapter. It is an important chapter in the Bhagavad Gita. Those who are serious about spiritual life, they will love it, this chapter. Those who are serious. Or those who can think. Those who can't think, this chapter won't help. It is all, what do they say? It's all double Dutch. This whole language, it is like that. This chapter's nature is like that. For thoughtful people, it's a very interesting chapter. For those who can think in a spiritual direction. Krishna gives you enormous examples here to make us understand what soul is. Andaryami, Kshatrajna is, right? And then, so this Kshetra Kshetrajna Vibhaga Yogam, what it is called, right? It is an important chapter. From 13 to 18 is all Jnanamargam. And this is the leading chapter of that, Jnanamargam, right? So that's why Krishna has taken head on this knowledge of the soul. Yeah. And one thing I have to say this, right? Those who have listened to all the classes, what we had discussed here, right? It had its effect on everybody to some extent, different extent you can say, right? Whether you study it further now or whether you will think about it anymore in the future, whether you believe it or not in all these things, it doesn't matter. Because the seed has gone inside. It has made you to think about Kshetram and Kshetrajna. If at least you started thinking like that, that means the seed has been sown inside of spiritual knowledge. You can see how Krishna analyzed the body, is it not? How Krishna analyzed the soul. These two things, body and the soul, if that analysis is properly, if it has got inside, it will start working from inside. And whether you believe it or not, now when you hear that, you may, sometimes people may think, because as I mentioned before, you remember Shravanam, Shravana Parayana, Krishna said. Shravanam happens to people at different levels, depending on your state of mind and your spiritual position, where you are at. From that level, you are listening to things. So you can see that Prabhupada mentions that also. On the same verse, what he said, if you look at it, that is the verse 26. The purport, if you read the first line itself, he says, this verse is particularly applicable, that is verse 26. Anyateva majananda shrutva nebhya upasate tevi jatyandari teva mrityum shruti parayana. That shruti parayana, what does it mean? Krishna is saying here, this verse is particularly applicable to modern society, he says. Because in modern society, there is practically no education in spiritual matters, which we know very well. We are all the product of this modern society. So Prabhupada is saying to us that practically we don't have a spiritual culture in us. We don't have a spiritual tradition in us. We are not much different. That is why we are called Jandu. Krishna prefers to call us as Jandu. We shouldn't get offended by that because we are Jandus. Yeah, we are called Jandu. Jandu means what has been created. Yeah, the words creation, created, has come from creator. He became created. Similarly, Jandus are one. What is, we are just created, that's all. Because we got two hands, two legs, a head and everything. Apart from that, there is no spiritual culture inside. That's what Prabhupada is saying there. That some of the people may appear to be atheistic or agnostic or philosophical, but actually there is no knowledge. He has put it very bluntly. He says there is no knowledge in any of them, right? As for the common man, he is a good soul, then there is a chance for advancement by hearing, he's saying. By hearing, right? This hearing process is very important. So, on the same lines, he says that if you hear this chapter particularly, it has some effect on everybody, but depending on the Shravana Samskaram, or the, as is mentioned there, Shruti Parayana, right? When a favorable situation comes any time in the future, this realization will slowly start coming out from inside. But if the circumstances are unfavorable,
then you will have to wait till the circumstances change. Because to think through this chapter, you need to be a little bit withdrawn from the world outside. If you are bound in the world too much with family and lifestyle and other job and all other kinds of things, what Prakriti, Bodha Prakriti, what which has put tied us down together, in that situation it is very difficult to analyze all these verses properly. So what Krishna is saying here is that you will have to wait till that unfavorable circumstances to change, right? But the fact remains that the seed has gone in. And what is the proof of that, that the seed has gone in? The problem is this, that if I ask you now, you've heard all these 7 days, what did you hear? You will start thinking which one, what to say about it, right? That's how it is. So somebody will say something, somebody else will say something else, right? But if you had that shanti inside, and even if with your buddhi and memory, if you can remember, you can take it for granted that something has gone in to make you think about Buddha Prakriti Moksham. Krishna says this chapter is all about, you see, we even don't know that we are in a prison. This is our problem. Yeah. We think we are free. Where is the freedom? What we are talking about. Where is the freedom? Right? The rishis know these problems. So they are saying like this. He said, sometimes, just like if you had a big meal, you know how you burp from inside. Similarly, this chapter will burp from inside. It will come in your thoughts suddenly without your knowledge, what Krishna has spoken in this chapter. Right? At that time you will know that it is something has gone in, when it starts burping. That burping is, these thoughts will come, what you heard in this chapter. Krishna is so confident about that, that whatever he has spoken and heard in this chapter, it will come out sometime in your life in some form, in your thoughts. It will come out, right? And not that everything what was spoken, you have captured it with your buddhi, and then it won't work. That's not it, how it is. Because if it has gone into your buddhi, you will be straight away going to mental hospital if you hear everything what Krishna has spoken here. But the way Krishna has presented Kshetram Kshetrajna and the process, all this is French for us. We don't know these things. We live in a situation in the three modes of nature with the material elements. And we don't have that capacity to see things in such a deeper level about life, what the rishis have seen. And therefore, if you felt some shanti from these verses, from this chapter, that means it has become, had its effect on us. Salsangatve nisangatvam. Nisangatve nirmohatvam. Nirmohatve nischaladatvam. Nishchala Tattva Jeevan Mukti, right? That is what Ajari Swamiji says about this, right? So that Nishchala Tattva, coming to some state inside, feeling that, what if you feel like analyzing this more and more, what Krishna has spoken in this chapter, in this 34 verses of this chapter, Prakriti Purusha Viveka Yoga, Kshetra Kshetranya Vibhaga Yoga. It is connected to the 7th chapter, we saw that, where it is, yeah, Prakriti, Purusha Prakriti, that way it was spoken. Here he has spoken of Kshetra and Kshetranyam, and he has given us an understanding that how Sankhyam, Yogam, Karmam, and finally talked about Shruti Varayana, about Shravanam. All these things are covered in this chapter. It's a beautiful chapter in the Bhagavad Gita for those who wants to think about it further in spiritual life. It has so much to offer. Your tough questions will come, thoughts will come, and it will give you a little bit more deeper and deeper insight. And that is the beauty of this chapter. So with that, we continue, conclude this chapter. We'll start the next chapter after the break. Hare Krishna.